Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the ballerlifestyle.com. It's Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 590 of the show. We appreciate you. Thank you very much for listening. We are recording on Labor Day. So I just want to remind everybody that there is nobility in all work, that you are all valued people, and we appreciate everyone's hard work, especially those who are members of labor unions. We appreciate you. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Fuck yeah, unions.
Okay.
So I was texting with you about this, but I went with my son to a concert.
Yeah.
Thursday night, I think.
Yeah.
It was System of a Down and Korn.
Yeah.
There was a scary turn, funny incident.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we'll get to that one later.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was either going to the bathroom or grabbing a beer. And when I tried to get back up to my seat, it was blocked. A woman was having a seizure her friends, and they're calling for medics. And then security, the dudes with the yellow jackets just start swarming and just shoving people. Yeah. Like, just go away, give her room. And everybody's like, we're trying to give her room. We need a medic to come.
Yeah.
And then a medic's trying to rush up the stairs, like trying to brush past the guy. Security pushes him back. They're like, and everybody's yelling at the security, and they're just shoving everyone. They don't know what they're doing. They're just shoving.
Yeah.
And it's like, fucking security guard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you failed the cop exam.
Right.
Sorry.
What
are we doing?
It's like
she seemed to be fine after a little while. It took like a minute longer than it needed to get a first aid person, because the security was more interested in shoving people.
Yeah, they like shining their flashlights. You're exactly right. They wanted to be cops. They played high school football just like cops. And they don't live near a prison. They don't live close enough to a prison, because ideally they could be a prison guard, which is a great gig for them. You get a pension and shit. But no, they work a regular job, and then on the weekends they get to pretend to be a cop, which is actually so much more dangerous, because they don't get it out in the day to day.
Yeah. It's just,
yeah,
it's bizarre. They really, and like, I'm just naming the one incident that just happened, but like, have you ever been at an event where there wasn't a security guard like really overstepping his bounds?
Yeah, being a dick. I kind of lost it on a Dodger Stadium usher one time with my daughter. Friend of the show, Ryan Beckner, was with me. She can attest to this.
Oh, yeah.
It was we're at a day game. It was real hot. Nobody goes to those games. There's like, it's like half full. And Dodger Stadium sells out every night. Yeah, it was so hot. And our seats were in the sun, but like right by the field. And I got a little hot. And so I backed up. We went back up the row or the aisle, and then just sat in a different seat in the shade. There were 1,000 empty seats around me. And some lady immediately comes over and it's like, can I see your ticket? And I go, well, my seat is down there. A better seat. See that better seat? That's where I'm sitting. I've chosen to sit in a less good seat because it was a little hot. And she's like, well, you need to go back to your seat. And I'm like, there's no one here. And she's like, I'm sorry. And I was just like back and forth. And I'm like, all you're trying to do is show me is use your tiniest little bit of power that you have. You have a little bit of power over me, and you want to show me.
The front door of Best Buy.
Yes.
Can I see your items with the highlighter?
Yes, yes, like, exactly.
The fuck out. What are we doing?
What are we doing as a society? Ed, I need to tell you, can't remember if I sent you a picture. I definitely sent it to a few people. My son, I went and saw a band on Saturday night, Austin heavy metal band. The Sword was playing in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
And I was standing there, and I was kind of like up in the balcony, And there was like an opening where you could see, like, everyone was up against the balcony, but there was a spot where you could stand back a little bit because they had it roped off. And it was like a, you know, like the friends of the band type section, but nobody was in that section. So I was just standing behind it watching the show. And then you know how you get, like, somebody walks by you and you're like, there's something about that person. There's that first. Well, and first of all, this is fucking nerd rock heavy metal. So there's like eight chicks in the place, period. Right.
Right.
So this woman walks by me, this little tiny person, and she walks by me and I go, okay, I mean, obviously that chick's super hot and what's she doing here? And then, but like, there's something about them. And then my head did the math and I'm like, that's fucking Adriana Laserva from The Sopranos, Drea De Matteo. And she was standing right in front of me. Ed, this chick is a fucking genetic freak. Like, cause I'm with my special friend Ilana. And I was like, hey, that's Drea De Matteo. And she's like, it is not. She's like, there's no way she looks that good. She's like in her 50s. I'm like, I think she's like 54. I'm like,
isn't she cleaning up on OnlyFans these days?
Yes. So Ilana likes to Google everything. So she's like sitting there next to me, like Googling all the facts about it and like spouting them out. Oh yeah. Hey buddy, you got your tea? I'm gay cup.
Shout out to Toe Cutter for providing the wonderful month that changes colors.
So she's 53 years old. She has a fucking perfect ass. I mean, this chick was so much. You know, it's always nice when you're pleasantly surprised by somebody that you've seen on TV that you think is hot, and then you see him in real life, and they're fucking five times hotter. Yes,
so insane. So, was she smaller than you?
Yes,
would think?
Yes. Like, I don't know why. But when watching her on TV, and I know all those guys are little, for some reason I pictured her being like 5'7".
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think it's because all those guys are little.
Yes. She's like 5'3". She's like pocket size. And just fucking the good hair, like the good skin, the fucking cool vibe. She's wearing like a trucker hat. She's, you know, she's got her boyfriend's in some band, and he's like this big fucking handsome dude. And it's just like... She's got it all. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Okay, Ed, let's look. It's Labor Day. We got shit to do. We got places to be. But we also have to entertain people. We're here to entertain.
It's Labor Day. We're putting in work.
Yes, we're laboring for you. But also, we got shit to do later. So let's get to it. Let's talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who is dead now. On who's alive, nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
'Cause it daily has been.
I was watching the YouTube of the show, and it really, the video feed really does the songs dirty. I mean, it's just real, like, clipped, you know? But it's like, what? How am I going to go through the whole show? We play songs constantly. I'm not going to go through the whole show and lay the music down on top of the music that we're playing. You know, I just can't. I just can't. You know, like, you know what it sounds like. And also, just listen to the audio one. If you're fucking into the songs, as you should be, the audio one, it sounds perfect. It sounds great on audio. Ed, who died this week?
Good and bad news.
Yes.
Good news is I only saw one this week.
Oh, that's good.
Which that's
it's always nice
definitely good. The bad news.
Yeah.
A 40-year-old woman, Caroline Klein, NBA executive, 40, rare form of cancer. Just terrible.
Yeah. That's how you know there's no God.
Yes. But I felt like, I was like, does anyone even know her? But then I thought, and I was like, well, she deserves to be honored.
Yeah.
40 years old.
40 years old. Hopefully she didn't have any kids. That's so sad. Very, very sad. 40 years old. Okay, Ed, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian.
They call me the other guy.
I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand, that makes you think I'm not a man. It's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, big week in sports. What happened this week? We're talking sports.
U.S. Open is happening right now.
Yeah.
And there was a viral video of a player.
Yeah.
I think it was a Polish player handing a kid a hat.
Yeah.
And while the player's just moving on the autograph line or whatever, holding the hat out.
Yeah.
You see this older dude snatch it and quickly put it in his bag.
Yes.
Like a piece of shit.
Yes.
And people are like, I don't think that was his dad. Like, what's going on? And then people found out who it was. It was Polish millionaire Piotr Zarek.
Yeah.
Zarek?
Yeah.
Zarek?
Sure. Yeah.
And so he's a CEO or something.
Yeah.
And his response hey, if you were faster, you'd have it.
Yeah.
And he threatened legal action for anyone trashing him. And he's just going full CEO mindset.
It's great.
He's doing... He's leaned in. He's the full-on heel. He doesn't even understand that he's a piece of shit. He's just threatening legal action.
He doesn't know the law, first of all, because he's from Poland, I guess. I don't know. Like, he thinks he's being slandered by just people pointing out that he's stole a hat from a kid, which is fucking on video, which he also admits to. He's like, what?
Of course. He wasn't fast enough.
I got it. Like, this guy's a huge piece of shit. First of all, it's all kids, right? So this is a cool thing about the U.S. Open. They got those big balls and they go down and the guys sign your shit after the players. You know, you can get like access to the players. And that's like, have you been to the U.S. Open, Ed?
Yes, I've been a few times.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big tennis guy,
sure.
But going to the early rounds, I don't know about I think I once went to a late round, and it's like, if that match sucks and that's the only thing going on, you're just watching that.
Oh,
early rounds.
Oh, because you can go to multiple.
You can go, hey, there's a doubles match over here.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting. There's an upset brewing, you know, there's a buzz in the grounds, and it's very open. It's like going to a golf event.
Yeah.
You know, in a slightly different way, but like, you can just wander and do what you want. And that's a cool thing about it. I haven't been in, I don't know, 10 years, but it's a cool event.
It looks really fun. And, you know, some people are way into tennis. And of course, tennis is really big in the rest of the world. And so this Polish dude is all fired up, but it's all kids getting their shit signed, as it should be. Like, and this guy's an adult man and he's there getting shit signed and then he's stealing shit from a kid who's getting a hat from a player. It's fucking wild. But I kind of respect the fact that he does not apologize in any way. He's like, what? Fuck him. Fuck that kid. I grabbed it.
I don't know much about Polish people. Like, I know the Polish Americans and the Polish jokes he'd hear.
Yeah.
But the most fearful I think I ever was in my life.
Yeah.
I was at an Andrew Golota fight at Madison Square Garden. And I went to piss.
Yeah.
And there's no smoking allowed. This was not 1974.
Yeah.
There was definitely no smoking. And you go into the men's room and it's just full of smoke. All shaved head, bald dudes, Polish dudes, just smoking in there. And a guy's like, hey, would you mind putting it out? And then about six Polish dudes just start screaming and stomping them on the men's room floor.
Stop it.
And I went and got security. I don't know what they did, but I was like, I got to get out of here. And I was like, I had to go around the wall just to like, because I didn't want to get part of the fray, but you just see fists. It's like one of these cartoon fights.
Yeah.
That's my experience being around a lot of Polish dudes, from Poland, Polish dudes.
Yeah, that is kind of what you picture. Like, Polish millionaire kind of sounds like Panamanian Navy. You're like, wait, hold on, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, whoa, Polish CEO? Oh, like, what janitorial company? Like, you're like, wait, hold on, what? Say that again? But this guy is a huge piece of shit. It's a viral video. Everybody should have watched it. But maybe, like, the Coldplay guy could have learned, you know, could take a lesson here. Just be like, yeah, I'm fucking her.
What of it?
I'm a CEO. I fuck who I want. What's the problem? I'm
CEO mindset.
Yeah, yeah. I got CEO mindset. I got three fucking commas in my net worth. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, I fucked the HR lady. Shut the fuck up. And guess what? Guess what else I do? I listen to Coldplay and I go to their concerts. What are you going to say about that?
Yeah. So CEO mindset is being unapologetic for being a dickhead.
Look, you're a piece of shit. I was listening to Tim Dillon yesterday on my walk, and he was talking about these wine moms that are into Taylor Swift and how they should be forced to wear burkas and stuff. And he was like, look, if anybody that's ascended to that, because they think Taylor Swift's this like angel. And he's like, anybody that's ascended to that level is by definition not a good person. You have to be a fucking asshole to get to ascend to that level of success. And CEOs, there's no fucking good CEOs. They're all pieces of shit to some extent. And they will steal your kid's hat. And I like when they double down on it. I like when they admit who they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am fully with you. Yeah. So I was very happy. College football back this weekend. Just watching random games.
My fucking Horns.
I wasn't so good at picking them, but yeah. It's fun to have it back. And I saw a viral video of Devin Hester Jr. taking a nice kick to the house.
Stop.
Furman University.
Stop it. Furman University?
Yeah. So what? I guess, you know. So the stories start making the rounds, and then people like checked in with the actual Devin Hester, the University of Miami guy.
Yeah.
That's not his son. There's a kick return of Devin Hester Jr. who has nothing to do with that Devin Hester.
Devin Hester is in the Hall of Fame, right?
I think he just made it.
Yeah.
Like he was such a difference maker.
Unbelievable. And like
one Super Bowl I went to, he took the opening kickoff to that.
Yeah. That, you know, they don't kick off anymore. They change the kickoff rules. So you're never going to see another Devin Hester. But the guy was on, like, every time they kicked to him, it was kind of like the Maguire Sosa season, you know, but for several seasons. Like, every kickoff, you're like, oh, Devin Hester might take this one back. Like, such a threat in the game. It is kind of funny, though, but it is kind of like, you could maybe lose the junior. You know, or like there is, you're kind of on, does he wear the same number?
Like,
you know,
this guy is probably leaning into it.
Yes. Yeah.
Even though his dad, Devin Hester Sr.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, a plumber in Cleveland or something. And like, you know, that Junior is leaning in to let people think, oh,
yeah,
I agree here.
Look, this reminds me of
a nice kickoff return.
Yeah. This reminds me of the time that my ex-girlfriend had a babysitter, and we discussed it on the show, and she had a babysitter over, and who was babysitting her kid, and it was this high school girl, and I'm like, hey, I'm Brian, you know, I'll be in and out of the house today. I go, if you need anything, here's my number, you can text me or call me, I can help out if you need anything with the kid. And she's like Brian, and I'm like, yeah. And she's like, Brian Beckner, and I'm like, yeah. And she's like, that's my dad's name. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I'm like, wait, your dad is the other Brian Beckner? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's crazy. And she was like, kind of like nonplussed about it. Like, yeah, I mean, you're both.
That's a crazy coincidence. It's not, you don't have the wildest name, but like.
It's not a common name.
You don't run into people with your exact same name.
Right. It's like Will Smith hits a home run off the other Will Smith. And you're like, well, that's kind of crazy. But it's like probably one of the most common names in the United States, Will Smith. You know, it's in the top 20, I'm sure. Most common men's names, Will Smith, combination of names. Brian Beckner, you know, there's probably, I don't know, a dozen of us around the country.
I think I brought this up before, but when I was promoting my book several years ago, Michelle set me up for Google alerts with Ed Daly when my name would appear in the news.
Yeah.
And I get like a report every week, and it's always like army generals in Northern Ireland. And like, it's just, it's always somebody died and he was in the military. It's like,
That's kind
of... I'm learning. I'm the last of the Ed Daly still alive.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. Yeah, you're... and you didn't name one of your children Ed, you know? Like, there's no... You could be the last of the Edwards, you know?
It dies with me.
Yeah, it does. Well,
We'll go back to the U.S. Open. Yeah. There's the fiery Greek guy. We've done some stories about him over the years. Tsitsipas?
Yeah.
Is it Nick? I'm guessing Nicholas Tsitsipas? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a couple of Greeks. Yeah.
He raged at his opponent's underarm serves and at the net. He said, next time, don't wonder why I hit you.
So I need to know, is this like an Ephus pitch?
Like a two-handed... Is this like a two-handed bowling thing?
Yes, because it's legal, but it's considered bitch. Stefanos. A frustrated Stefanos Tsitsipas took exception to his opponent's tactics after blowing a match point and exiting the U.S. Open in the second round, courtesy of a 5-set loss to Daniel Altmaier. The defeat means the former world number 3 Tsitsipas will end the season without playing in the third round of the Grand Slam for the first time since 2017. Altmaier deployed the legal but rarely used underarm serve a few times as he rallied in the fourth set, and Tsitsipas let the German know he did not approve as the pair shook hands at the end of a contest that lasted 4 hours and 26 minutes. Next time, don't wonder why I hit you, okay? No, I'm just saying if you serve underarm, Tsitsipas said, implying he had targeted the German's body during the contest. Well, hold on a second. The crowd booed as the German world number 56 backed away with his hand raised, refusing to engage in the discussion. Well, he won, you know. Tsitsipas, a former finalist at the Australian French Open, parted ways with his coach, Goran Ivanisevic, the Croatian.
I remember that name.
Yes, in the big serve. And brought his father, Apostolos, back on board last... Wow, Apostolos Tsitsipas? Get the fuck out of here. Like,
need some Greek for the rest of
us. Save some pussy for the rest of us, Apostolos. Back on board last month in an attempt to arrest a worrying decline in his game. The 27-year-old has not won back-to-back matches since the Barcelona Open in April. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Ed, you have thoughts?
Yeah.
So, two-handed bowling.
Yeah.
I have a problem with because
it's gay.
There's not an opponent doing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind unconventional approaches to throw your opponent off because you're hitting. I mean, it's like anything. It's, you know, you don't ban submarine pitchers in baseball. Nope. It's just a different approach to how you do it. So I'm with the underhand server here.
Yeah. The guy won the match. So what are you talking?
You're blaming it on underhand serving? Well, then you should have been able to defeat it. It's definitely coming at a slower tempo.
Yes, totally. Two things that strike me here. One, he's like, if you serve underhand again, I'm going to hit it at you. Why not just hit it? If you have that ability, why not just hit it at him every single time? I see this pickleball and I don't know what the fuck it is.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I see it too.
I see it. You know, there's a park over here. They're playing it. Look, no offense, but if ladies can play with the guys at the same level, it's not much of a sport, right? You know, like it's like the ladies can play with the ladies and the guys can play with the guys. If they play together, it's like a couple ladies versus a couple guys. You know, like what are we doing here? But I'm like,
I have a buddy. Yeah. I have a buddy who's buddies with a orthopedic surgeon. He's like, pickleball has been the biggest boom to my business because all these old people are fucking themselves up.
Yeah, knees probably. What's the one?
Ankles.
Yeah, the see. Oh, the Achilles tendon. Yeah. You know?
Achilles, like all that shit.
You're fucked.
These people are getting fucked up.
But I'm watching it and I'm like, why not just whack it right at the guy? I don't understand why they're not whacking it at each other every single fucking shot. Just hit it at the guy. So that's one. That's a legitimate tactic. The second thing that comes to mind is this tennis. It's a chess game. It's like they're all fucking great, you know. They all have all the shots, but it's such a mind fuck. There's a great clip. There's tons of great clips of the great Andre Agassi from Las Vegas, who was one of these guys that he didn't have a big serve. He wasn't a big guy, and he didn't have the big serve.
Backhand, right?
Yeah. That was his thing. He had the good backhand, and he was the good. He gave everything back to you. So you'd hit a big serve, and he'd return, and you'd be like, "What the fuck?" I usually hit that past the guy, and he'd give it back, and he could just keep returning it till you fucked up. But he tells a story one time when he's playing Boris Becker, who we learned about on the show. Likes to get his dick sucked.
Likes to make up stories about how he impregnated.
Yes, he does. He does. And he went to prison. Remember, he went to prison? So, but Boris Becker was eating Andre Agassi's lunch. But then Andre realized that Boris sticks his tongue out when he's going to serve. And if he's going up the middle, his tongue goes one way, and if he's serving outside, his tongue goes the other way. And Andre's like, "I knew I had him." He goes, "But I couldn't let him know." He goes, "What? So I wouldn't jump the serve every single time. But when I knew that I needed the point, I would fucking jump the serve because I knew it was coming down the middle." And it's like, that's the fucking genius of a guy like Andre Agassi's game.
Behavior.
Yes, and it's just like
deepest. It's not legendary.
He needs to chill out and just fucking hit the ball. Like, underhand sounds a lot easier. Because, look, I play tennis with my friends, and I'm fucking terrible. And I serve overhand, but then if I miss one overhand, I'm like, well, I'm going to miss another one. I better just fucking lob it over there and see what they do with it. It sounds like this German guy did that, and he fucking won the match. So who's the joke on? Tsitsipas, you pussy.
We're going to stay with the tennis world. Tennis pro Casper Ruud. His least favorite part of the U.S. Open is you can smell weed everywhere. And
yeah.
It's New York.
Yeah.
And there's fucking weed everywhere.
Yep.
It's not wrong.
Yep. No, look, I'm pro weed. I will occasionally partake in a little bit of weed here and there. You know, I'm not like a fucking wake and bake guy, but once in a while I'll smoke a joint, you know, concert, whatever, living room. But Ed, everywhere. It used to be like here, Southern California, you go to Venice Beach, right? Venice Beach smells like weed. You're expecting it. It's going to smell like weed. Now, I did an Instagram story about this maybe like a year ago. I was on a walk and it was a Saturday and I was coming back from a walk and I was walking through the high school by my house where my daughter went to high school. And there was like some kind of like water polo tournament or track meet or something. It was like adults. And I'm walking through the parking lot of the school and it just fucking reeks like weed. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I don't want to be old man yells at cloud over here, but like, do I have to smell weed everywhere I go? And I'm pro weed. You know, you go to the golf course, weed, the grocery store. It's just weed. All I do is smell weed all the time. Can we just have, and like, we didn't like cigarette smoking, you know? And so you got to go to a certain area to smoke the cigarettes. How about the weed? We go to a certain area for that.
Yeah. I want these areas to exist, but we got to corral it.
It's too much.
On my bike ride this morning.
Oh, yeah.
6:20 this morning.
Yeah.
I go by and there's two guys like talking to each other.
Yeah.
And they both are smoking weed. So I'm just riding through a cloud of smoke. I'm like, it's 6:20, guys.
It's too much.
Come on. It's a lot.
It's too much with the weed. You know, it's got like just like hide it. You know, like it should be a little bit embarrassing to smoke weed. You don't want people looking over and seeing you smoking weed. So, you know, just kind of like do the first, like go off, you know, go down an alley or whatever and do your weed over there. What else?
Le'Veon Bell says he skipped a Jets game to go bowling one time because he hated playing for Adam Gase.
Yeah.
Adam Gase's offense, I think he had a problem.
Didn't he? Now, was... He was on the Steelers, right? Le'Veon Bell. And then he held out.
Those were his good years.
Yeah.
Those were his good years.
Yeah.
And then did he go directly to the Jets after that?
He forced his way.
The Steelers have been so good over the years at getting rid of a guy right before he drops off a cliff.
It's smart. It's like, I think about this.
Antonio Brown.
The good teams do this. You know, they're not. I remember a buddy of mine, the Dodgers let go of Justin Turner. And I remember a buddy of mine was like, like big tears. Dude, I love Justin Turner. Like there's no one loves Justin Turner more than I love Justin Turner. But I mean.
But there's a time and place for him.
Yeah, he's a 38-year-old Justin Turner. Like, look, my favorite player ever. I make no bones about this. My favorite Major League Baseball player is Max Muncy. I love him. I love guys that do a couple of things really well and they fucking maximize their potential. Like, they're never going to be the best guy, but they're the best at doing the things that they do well. But Max Muncy is going to be a free agent, and he is, I think he's like 34. Like, his best years are behind him, you know? And he needs to go to a team where he doesn't have to play in the field because he doesn't really have a position. And I guarantee you, at the end of this season, the Rangers, it's going to be one of these two teams. I'm going to guarantee it right now. There's two teams. The Rangers or the St. Louis Cardinals. Like you can't really picture Max Muncy's a Dodger. He's an all-time Dodger. He's a true Dodger. He's fourth all-time in home runs for the Dodgers. Greatest fucking franchise of baseball. Yeah. He's the longest tenured position player on the Dodgers. It's Clayton Kershaw and Max Muncy. Like, it's not an accident that the best franchise has held on to this guy. But they're not going to hold on to him when he becomes a free agent this year. They're not. Because the St. Louis Cardinals are going to give him, I don't know, 3 years, $60 million, which is just too much to pay Max Muncy at 34 years old. And the Dodgers won't do it. If they'll do it for 15 and 2 years, you know, like 2 years, $30 million, then he'll stay a Dodger. But if he wants big money, he's going to go to the Rangers. Sorry. And I'm going to miss him.
I think it's bullshit that the A's had a Max Muncy also.
Yeah. They have the same birthday.
Sorry. We got a same birthday too.
Yeah.
You got to be like, sorry, you're Butch. Until this guy retires, like, we already have one Max Muncy.
Also, Max Muncy used to be on the A's. The original Max Muncy is from the, yeah. You can't have, how are you going to have two? That's like having two Brian Beckners and Eliseo Viejo. You got two Max Muncys on the A's with the same birthday?
Two Chris Smiths.
Yes.
Two Max Muncy.
Max Muncy.
Sorry, you're Butch Muncy for the next decade.
Oh, that would be better. Okay. Oh, no emails or voicemails this week. We're recording a little bit early. So that's it. Look, if you listen to the show, if you're a fan, oh shit. Hold on, Ed. That's not it. Cause guess what?
Oh.
We got a ZipRecruiter commercial.
Let's do it.
Hold on. I got to find it. I got to go into my email. Now look, could I cut this part out? Would it be more professional if I did? The answer is yes, but am I going to?
Why are you searching?
Yeah, tell me.
You know who could use a ZipRecruiter?
Tell me.
MetLife, find some new security guards that don't shove medics out of the way.
Because
I know you could find some good security guards on
ZipRecruiter. Hold on, say that is actually a very, very good intro to the new ZipRecruiter spot that I'm about to read. Also, shout out to Scott Earl. Save some first names for the rest of us, because I see as I'm going through my email that he just subscribed and he went a little over the $5 limit, which I love for him and for us. Scott Earl, save some first names for the rest of us, and thank you for subscribing on Patreon, patreon.com/theBallerLifestylePodcast. Ed, you are exactly right. MetLife Stadium, they could handle some new, they need some new blood in their security forces, some people that are a little more seasoned, a little more able to perform the job. And you know where you would look for those people? Like, I can't believe they don't know about this. ZipRecruiter. It takes forever to hire people. And that's probably why MetLife Stadium ends up with these crappy security guards, because it's so time consuming.
They just look at the guys who are sadly walking out of the police academy testing room. And they're like, okay, you can work for us instead.
Exactly right. They're waiting
on ZipRecruiter.
You're just sitting there waiting, hoping the right person comes through the door, hoping the right person applies. You're looking through resumes. You're just trying to get in touch with the right people. And they're just the people you want to find are not coming through your door. That's why you need ZipRecruiter. The future of hiring looks much brighter because ZipRecruiter's latest tools and features help speed up finding the right people for your roles, so you save valuable time. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/audio. With ZipRecruiter's new advances, you can easily find and connect with qualified candidates in minutes. See a candidate you're really interested in, you can unlock their contact instantly. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site based on G2 at ZipRecruiter.com/audio. Use ZipRecruiter and save time hiring. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And you go to ZipRecruiter.com/audio right now. You can try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/audio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Okay, we'll see you guys next week. Patreon fam, we are still here. We're going to be talking some more. So please stay tuned. Thank you.